The Sakas Baba Basar Pair Bay Mishnah Yidal, Marchikin at the Elon Minabor, Ezrim the Chamesham. Somebody who wants to plant a tree must plant his tree at least 25 amas away from his friend's well. The reason being is that after a while, the roots of the tree could spread out and penetrate his friend's well and cause damage. If he wants to plant a carob tree or a sycamore tree, then he must distance it even farther from his friend's well, at least 50 amas away. And these trees have roots that spread out very, very far. Whether the tree or the well is on higher ground than the other, or whether they're both on even ground, it makes no difference. In any case, you have to distance the tree away from the well, the amount that is mentioned here in the Mishnah. If the well was there before the guy planted the tree, and the guy went ahead afterwards and planted the tree within 25 amas of the well, he could be forced to cut down his tree, but he could demand compensation for his tree from the owner of the boar. The reason why he gets compensation is that since he has not yet caused any damage to the boar, it takes a long time for the roots to spread out that far, so therefore he deserves compensation. Vim ilan kadam lo yikot. If the tree was there before the boar, he can't be forced to cut down his tree at all since he planted it beheder. Suffix zek kadam, the suffix zek kadam lo yikot. If it's in doubt which one was there first, whether the well was there first or the tree was there first, he can't be forced to cut down his tree in this case since it's a suffix, and we say amaiti mechaber olav arai, somebody who wants to be mighty from his friend, he wants to get money from his friend, or he wants his friend to be forced to do something, such as in this case, he wants his friend to be forced to cut down his tree, he is the one that has to bring the raya. The burden of proof is on him, and until he brings a raya that the well was there first, the guy does not have to cut down his tree. Rabbi Yossi, ayma afa pisha bor koydemez l'ilon lo yikot. Rabbi Yossi says, even if we know for sure that the well was there before the guy planted the tree, and the guy went ahead afterwards and planted the tree be'isser within 25 amas of his friend's well, even so, he can't be forced to cut down his tree. As the person who dug the well did so on his own property, and the person who planted the tree did so on his own property. Meaning to say is that since at the time he planted the tree, no damage is being done at that time to the boar, as the damage is done only much later when the roots spread out and penetrate the boar. So therefore, since at the time he planted the tree, no damage is being done then, even afterwards when the roots do spread out, he can't be forced to cut down his tree. Masechet Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud-Beis, Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samech Lusadech Aveiro, Elim Kein Hirchas Mimenu Arba Amos. A person may not plant a tree near his friend's field unless he distances it away 4 Amos. Echad Gafanim, the Echad Ko'ilam. Whether he is planting vines to grow grapes or any other type of tree, it doesn't matter. In any case, you cannot plant it near your friend's field. The reason being is that a plow takes up 4 amos. And when he plows around the tree on the side of your friend's field, the plow will enter your friend's field. So therefore, you have to distance it away, and that way the plow will stay in your field. Now, this is talking about in Eretz Yisrael where the plows take up 4 amos, but in other places where the plows are narrower, you only have to distance it 2 amos away. How you get him? Zeh Samech Legeder Mikam, Zeh Samech Legeder Mikam. If there's a fence in between the two fields, then both of them can plant trees right up next to the fence. And since there's a fence there, your plow cannot enter your friend's field. How you shrush and yoytim l'tov shachavero? Ma make shlosha tzvachim kidei shalo ya'ake v'samachris. If somebody plants a tree in his field, and the roots spread out and enter your friend's field, your friend can dig up the 3 tzvachim and take away any of the roots within 3 tzvachim, so that the roots will not get in the way of his plow, as the roots within 3 tzvachim will get in the way of his plow, but any roots deeper than that he cannot take away, as those will not get in the way of the plow. Haya chayfer bor siach umara. If he wants to dig a well or a ditch or a covered pit, kaitet v'yoreid v'eitim shalo. He can dig it as deep as he wants and take any of the roots in his way, even the roots that are deeper than 3 tzvachim, and he can keep the wood for himself. And since a bor siach umara generally dug more than 3 tzvachim, he can take away the roots even deeper than 3 tzvachim. Now that what the Mishnah says, that he can keep the wood for himself, that's talking about roots that have spread out more than 16 amos away from the tree, so therefore it is no longer getting nourishment from where the tree is growing. But the roots that are within 16 amos of his friend's field, even though he would be allowed to cut them since they are in his field, but he cannot keep the roots for himself, since these roots are getting nourishment from where the tree is growing. So therefore, he would have to give the wood to his friend.